Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick told reporters yesterday that he refuses to negotiate with House Speaker Dade Phelan on bad math. You've made it to Friday, April 14, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State, the Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
As a quick note of friendly warning, federal taxes are due on Tuesday, April 18th. I hope that's not how you're spending your weekend, though. Critical race theory could soon be banned in Texas institutions of higher education. We'll get to that in a moment, but first. A family-friendly drag show is set to take place later this month at the Fort Worth Brewery and will feature performances by cross-dressing men whose previous shows, ironically, include little to no clothing. The event is open to children, of course, because these men can only perform if they're doing so in front of children, it seems. Austin Griesinger is the executive director of the Texas Family Project. He hopes parents and concerned citizens will call the Tarrant County-based Fort Worth Brewery and ask them to either cancel the program or put an age restriction in place. The people at the Fort Worth Brewery might want to pay attention to this. Child grooming will be a crime in Texas under measures approved by the Senate to combat the sexual exploitation and trafficking of children. Grooming refers to an act of deliberately establishing a connection with a child in an attempt to subject them to sexual abuse or human trafficking. Two pieces of legislation moved out of the Senate this week, codifying recommendations made by the state's Human Trafficking Prevention Task Force. Those measures now await consideration by the Texas House. With more Texas universities and colleges exposed for teaching critical race theory and imposing diversity, equity, and inclusion policies, the Senate's passed legislation banning those practices. Senate Bill 16 was authored by Republican State Senator Brian Hughes of Mineola. His legislation would amend the education code to prohibit faculty members of an institution of higher education from compelling a student to adopt a belief that any race, sex, or ethnicity is inherently superior to any other race, sex, or ethnicity. It passed on a 19-12 party line vote. Apparently, Texas Democrats want to say that one race, sex, or ethnicity is inherently superior to another. It seems like that maybe they missed the civil rights movement? Well, the Texas Minute will be right back.
The media has an agenda, and having seen behind the curtain, I can tell you it's not what's in your best interests. That's why I started the Salcedo Storm podcast. Every weekday, real talk for real Texans. The Salcedo Storm podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
At a press conference on Thursday, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick announced that of the $32 billion budget surplus, nearly $3 billion will be spent on expanding mental health care facilities across the state. But Patrick also used the time to denounce the property tax relief package that was being debated at that time in the House. Here's what he said.
You don't negotiate on bad math. The homestead exemption brings a $100,000 exemption to seniors. Seniors' appraisals are already capped. Under the House bill, they get zero from the appraisal reduction. In the Senate, they get $1,000 plus the work we're doing in compression, but $1,000 just on the homestead exemption for the rest of their life.
And to be clear where he stands, Patrick continued,
"We're not doing appraisal caps, period, end of story. Because they mean nothing to seniors, and they mean nothing essentially to any homeowner in the state."
Jeremy Kitchen is the executive director of Texans for Fiscal Responsibility. He said the House plan is estimated to give the owner of a $350,000 home about $1,300 in savings over the course of the next 2 years. The Senate adopted its plan unanimously, 31-0, and the House adopted its plan 140-9. But according to outside experts, neither the Senate measure nor the House measure seem to meet the criteria set by Governor Greg Abbott of the largest property tax cut in Texas history. The question around the Capitol on Thursday afternoon among lawmakers was this: when will Governor Abbott take a side? He did, after all, make a lot of big promises back in 2022. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at texasscorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Sydney Henry, Emily Wilkerson, Aaron Anderson, and Soli Rice. The Texas Minute was produced today by Luke Marshall in the 1836 Studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.